Can we borrow your mic for our podcast?
You may.
Okay.
You may.
I figure we can just leave it set up in the suite.
Well, except am I going to come to your suite every day to do Geeky Gay? Is that a thing? I'm never.
Why not? It can be like when Big Fatty does it and Wes Stone is in the room. I could be like a person in the background on Geeky Gay.
Or when Big Fatty has orgies while recording Big Fatty online, Zach could be behind me doing things.
It'll be great. It'll be fun. Let's get to our next voicemail though, shall we?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It can be like when Big Fatty does it and Wes Stone is in the room.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 3789 of the BFO for Monday the 15th of August 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Oh, Big Fatty, you fucked it up. But Dr. Stone came to your rescue. Big Fatty, happy 420. No, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're stoners today because we've got everyone's favorite stone except R.C. Martinez. It's not his favorite. Not his favorite stone. Oh, never mind. We're talking about two different things. Y'all, it's Dr. Stone.
Hello, Dr. Stone.
Hello, Dr. Stone. Would you like to hoist it a little bit closer to the micro hoist?
The doctor.
I know you don't want to get too close, you know, with the monkeypox and everything.
Well, so, yeah, I've been vaccinated for that.
Right. Did you have any side effects?
Just that I had a taste for bananas and I wanted to fling shit.
Oh, so you wanted to move to Lakeland, Florida then. Is that it?
Ooh,
too soon. I don't know why that's too soon, but anyway, y'all, Dr. Stone is here. But before we find out what the hell he's doing here, y'all, let's do this. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the little show. Y'all, by the way, Dr. Stone was thinking that we were going to have an anniversarium or a celebration of exiting the birth canal, and you were wrong.
Well, how was I to know if the marking calendar was up to date?
Well, it's right here. See, right there. Nothing. Nothing. Oh, look at that one.
Oh.
We got one coming up. Oh, man. We may put that one off till Thursday. What do you think? Ooh.
They're going to feel slighted.
Slighted. let's see. Thursday night. Y'all, I can't think of anything in particular that I did. I did watch The Big Brother. And spoiler alert, no one is surprised that Daniel went home. Big Fatty.
I don't even know who that is.
Yes. Well, you don't watch the Big Brother.
No.
How about the celebrity Big Brother?
No.
Oh, well,
But I'll tell you, there's one that has piqued my interest.
Which one has piqued your interest?
It's coming up in the fall. It's going to be the Love Boat.
The real Love Boat. Oh, yes. Welcome aboard. It's fucking. If the boats are rocking.
Come see Isaac, the bartender.
Right. I'm looking forward to that one too. And, y'all, that is the reason, that Dr. Stone is here, cause, you're here to get ready for the cruise of a lifetime.
That's correct. This is the season of miracles.
The season of, let's just hope it's not the season of doom and gloom, even though the nip is going with us. So, y'all, Thursday night, nothing in particular. Oh, look, the chaya is coming apart. Uh-oh. I need to get me
some duct tape.
Brown masking tape?
Or, you know, maybe I can just get Granny to to let loose on that chair. Y'all, on a far right, y'all, I don't know that I did anything in particular on Friday. Y'all, I think I've got everything under control for the cruise of a lifetime. As much as I can, anyway. But for right night, y'all, we had the Swiggin' Swine. We had the family meal of the Swiggin' Swine. Compliments of Durwood, old pocketbook.
Thank you, Durwood.
Yes, and he's saying that because we'll tell you that in just a minute. But y'all, on Saturday, I have absolutely no memory. Let me see if I wrote anything down. Yes, y'all, I've got several things on here that I need to talk about, but y'all, Saturday evening, Dr. Stone, flew in, and so I, picked him up at the, Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for...
Aeropuerto.
Boy,
and are my arms tired.
Oh yes. How was your flight? Other than your arms being tired.
Unremarkable.
Unremarkable. Yeah. I hear you did a O.J. Simpson impression.
How so?
You were in a white Bronco going very slowly through the airport. No. O.J. Simpson used to do Hertz. I think it was a Hertz ad where he ran through the airport.
I thought it was Delta Airlines.
Delta.
We hate to fly and it shows.
No, we expect great Hertz? Things from the Delta Airlines.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Anyway, y'all, Dr. Stone was flight was it was right on time, but there was an incident on the tarmac.
Well, the gate, I guess, was engaged with another plane, so we had to sit on the tarmac for about 15 minutes before they would let us deboard the plane.
Have you learned your lesson about getting there a little bit early?
In what sense?
I don't know. That you had to sit. No good deed goes unpunished.
Right.
But Dr. Stone was sending me updates. I was in the cell phone, cellular telephonic device parking area. And y'all, the status was AV. AV. Y'all, I don't know what it meant, but I assumed it meant awaiting valise. And I believe you were awaiting your valise there for a while.
I was, yes. We found out that both of our, your father and my grandmother used to call it a grip.
A grip, yes. Instead of valise. The grip. Get the grips! You know, you've heard the story about my father getting the grips.
And he backed over it.
Yeah, because he saw the train and he backed up over it and then got mad at my mother because the suitcase wasn't in the trunk when they got to the destination, which, you know, is about right for that generation. Oof. Is that about right?
I guess so, yeah. That's always
I guess would that have been your grandmother and grandfather's?
Right, my father's parents, yeah.
Yes, that would have been their mode of thinkology, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes, because I'm kind of more like your parents than...
Whap, whap.
Right. I'm the creepy older uncle.
Right.
So we got back here to the villa and we did had a little supper, and Dr. Stone had a cocktail. How was it?
It was good. It put me to sleep.
Oh, okay. Y'all offered him a trazodone, and he says no. And y'all, then I got a testimonium from Hendrix, and I'll take it.
Well, I wasn't camping, so I wasn't going to be pitching a tent later.
Oh, well, there you have it, y'all.
Hendrix will understand that one.
Yes. You know, and he probably would have to get to the campsite. He would have taken his covered wagon.
Oof.
Well, how about that? You know, cruise of a lifetime, probably going to. I have a lot of covered wagons.
Gonna paint your wagon.
Well, you know, it's just one skin, two skin, three skin.
Four.
Oh, okay. y'all then slept like a baby, Dr. Stone was in like he was a popsicle.
That's correct, yes.
Y'all, he got off the plane. Y'all, he had on a winter coat and earmuffs and gloves. And y'all, he was just freezing.
Don't they turn the heat on in this city?
Turn it! Why is it so cold in here? Did you sleep well, though?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And do you feel like you've adjusted to the only time zone that matters?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
We'll find out tomorrow morning, maybe, yeah.
Okay. And then we went did the Nipple Walk today.
The Nipple Walk.
Did the Big Circle.
Uh-huh.
What did you think of the Nipple Walk? Have you done the Nipple Walk with me before?
I've never done the full Nipple Walk.
Oh. No.
I remember back when this side of...
Didn't exist.
Yes. And we walked over in that area.
Yeah. That was phase three of Fat Acres.
Yes.
You know, it was just Fat Acre. Before phase three.
Just 1 acre.
Yeah, just one acre. And y'all, then we came back, and young Nicholas stopped by, and first impression of young Nicholas.
He was very mellow.
Mellow.
Very relaxed.
Have you ever been mellow? And after young Nicholas left, I got to get this testimonium. No, that's the grin doctor. Dr. Stone is gorgeous, just gorgeous. And so we were going to get a little something to drink, and Dr. Stone said, age before gorgeous.
Thank you.
So thank you. But and y'all then... Then I gave Dr. Stone, would you like to have some of Big Fatty's cooking? Just throw that on the floor. Okay. It's no big deal. It just broke my toe, but that's all right. Or would you like to have the leftover swiggin' swine? The decision was quick.
Yes, we yes. had the meat.
It was like Arby's. It was Big Fatty's roast beef ass and swiggin' swine meat. And it was good.
It was. The chicken wings I had never had before, so that was a new experience.
Yes, the smoked chicken wings, yes. And you experienced the mustard-based barbecue sauce for the first time.
Well, I guess it was their version of the mustard-based barbecue. I've had the Sweatman's before.
Oh, right. Uh-huh. But
that's been a while. But that's my favorite, is the mustard-based barbecue.
Well, there you go. Y'all, we're probably going to have to go by the Von's East to pick up a case of it.
I'll bring a bottle of it on the ship, and we can do shots off of the queer's navels out of the... at the poolside.
Well, that one bottle of it isn't going to be enough.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, do you think there'll be some queers on the ship?
I don't know.
I don't know
if I can keep company with those types.
But, Friday evening, right before I left to go pick Dr. Stone up, Cruise of a Lifetime Entertainment Guide arrived. The vacation guide, which included the entertainment for the cruise. Y'all, we'll talk more about that later in the week. But I think before we go any further, we need to do this. Y'all, I am saddened, I say, to tell you that Miss Richfield 1981 will not be on the Cruise of a Lifetime.
Wah, 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 wah.
But, that's okay, because there's somebody named Hans the German that's going to be there.
Hoop-de-doo. I hear a polka and my troubles off.
And the big entertainment, Dr. Stone is thrilled, y'all. Just absolutely thrilled.
I can barely contain myself.
Right. And Alex Evra will our main big name
headliner,
that's the word, Todrick Hall. He was on the Celebrity Big Brother, and y'all, he's kind of a dick. But,
oh, great.
But anyway, but he's going to be the big headliner. But y'all, we'll talk about more about the Cruise of a Lifetime coming up. Y'all, Dr. Stone is here, and what do you got going on this week before we leave?
Well, I'm working remotely from the fat villa here.
Oh, nice.
So I'll be trying to do as little work as possible.
So in other words, I'll be walking in the background of your Zoom calls with the Arby's roast beef in the background, or just okay. So y'all, it doesn't promise to end well, but anyway, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all got a card from that Spanking Bee author, Matt Burlingame from the Chubbs Gone Wild and the Big Gay Sex Show, the Daddy Years. And y'all, we're just gonna open it up right now. Oh, look at that! It says happy, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Okay. And then you open it up and it says, he's got a little jeweled heart. Ooh. It says, my dearest, darlingest, most wonderful, wishing you an absolutely amazing birthday and an awesome coming year. Love always, Matt. Well, Matt, thank you so much for that. And you noticed that he had the special... Oh. Celebration of Exiting the Birth Canal stamp on there.
I didn't know they have those.
Yes. They're big. He's a philanthropist.
I only seem
he collects stamps.
I only seem to get the Arbor Day stamps.
Well, the tree. Oh, okay. Well, okay. Siri just says I found this on the web for Arbor Day. Oh, okay.
Okay.
So. Thanks, Siri. Matt, thank you so much for that. I'm going to hold that because I've got a giftette here that I need to open, but I've been told that it is a cruise of a lifetime, a bon voyage, if you will, giftette. I believe it's from Miss Beaver. So, it may be some...
can of sardines?
It could be a can of sardines, or it could be... Oh dear, I guess it, what do you call that good smelling stuff?
Salve?
No, yeah, salve. Miss Beaver has sent me a salve. you can't really go on the cruise of a lifetime without a Faroe Island salve. It just completes the dream.
Sheep dip salve.
Sheep dip. Ugh. Yeah. Doc Stone, you're going to be back tomorrow, and you're going to be on all the little shows here for the next few weeks. So.
Well, isn't the Nip going to give me a day off?
Well, maybe so. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the mix, and
it can be like when Big Fatty does it and Wes Stone is in the room.
Oh, Adam, you just sound so delighted that Dr. Stone is joining me all this time.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.